The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
We're back. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. from the Yardley Institute, here with me.
Hi there.
And we're going to talk to one of your patients, Arlene, in just a couple of minutes here. Now, Dr. Yardley, she has a lot of the kind of things that we hear about, hip pain, leg pain, neck pain, some pressure stiffness, even headaches. But this other malady that she mentioned, interstitial cystitis.
A mouthful, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
What is it?
It's actually a chronic, severe, almost permanent bladder infection. And there have been books written about living with it. I mean, they talk about you can't go out and play a game of golf because you have to keep running to the bathroom. I mean, it's just a miserable thing to have.
And you've been able to help her with this?
We've had people come to us with this, including Arlene, that have reported an excellent response.
Okay, we got to find out what's going on with that. Let's get Arlene on the phone here. Arlene, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Dr. Yardley is here keeping me honest.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Dr. Yardley.
Hi there.
So, Arlene, let's start by finding out what you were suffering from. I understand you had some pain with your hip and your leg, some neck pain. Tell me about that.
Actually, I was in very bad shape. I felt very, very old. I was not able to hardly walk or sleep. I was in so much pain. It was a combination of bursitis and sciatica and my neck and just a lot of stuff that were just compiling, and to the point where I knew that if I didn't do something, I wouldn't be able to function.
And I understand you had a malady which I had not heard about before called interstitial cystitis.
Yes, I also had that to deal with,
and
which
was
very painful.
And ongoing, right?
Yes, it's ongoing. It's not a constant thing, but it's definitely ongoing. And like I said, it's very painful.
So, you went to see Dr. Yardley.
Yes.
And I know you'd heard about him from a couple of friends.
Three, actually.
Wow. And so, what was it like? What was the procedure, the adjustment like? Was it painful? Did they put you on the rack and twist you around?
I have to tell you, I did not feel a thing. And if I may just add in this, years and years ago, I went to a regular chiropractor, and I swore I would never do that again because, it wasn't a permanent fix, and a lot of times it made things worse.
Uh-huh.
So when I finally got the referral from my three friends, I thought, oh, okay, I have got to try this because they can't say enough about Dr. Yardley, so I went.
And what was the procedure? What was the adjustment actually like?
I didn't feel a thing.
Well, how'd you know he did something?
Well, because I was laying down, and he was doing some movement with his hand, but like I said, I never felt anything.
Very subtle.
Very subtle.
So did you notice, was the change gradual, or did you see an immediate change after that?
Well, as far as the pain, that didn't happen immediately, taking that away, but when I had gone for my first adjustment that day, I had been sick, and I don't know, how do I say this without being too personal, but I was having a hard time. It was kind of a blockage that was going on.
Got it.
Well, right after the adjustment, I went and sat down, and immediately I was able to burp.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It was, it's kind of like, I thought that was very cool because I've been dealing with this feeling for weeks and thought I would never be able to get rid of that, pain.
Tell me where you are today. The hip and leg pain, the neck pain, the headaches, the cystitis. Where are you today?
I'm in an amazing place. At the beginning, when I started going there before anything happened, I couldn't hardly sleep because I could never find a comfortable spot. I feel 10 years younger. I walk faster and longer than I have in probably 15 years. I sleep with no pain. I don't feel that pain anymore. And I used to have migraines, and those have pretty much subsided altogether.
And the interstitial cystitis has been relieved some too?
Yes, that's minimal now.
Wow.
Yep.
So what?
Yeah, I can't say enough. I've told many people I am a new woman. I never thought I'd feel this great.
That's a ringing endorsement. What do you think of that, Dr. Yardley?
Well, I'm impressed. I would go see the doctor she went to.
I recommend him, Dr. Yardley.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Arlene, this is a powerful story, and I really appreciate you taking the time to share it with us.
Oh, you bet. I hope that somebody takes what I've said and thinks about their situation and, you know, don't wait, because if you wait, you're putting off feeling great. And I'll be 69 in 2 months, and I feel like I'm in my 50s.
And she looks like she's in her 50s, too.
Sounds great to me.
Yes.
Thanks.
Arlene, it's been a pleasure.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Arlene.
Bye-bye.
You take care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman with a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Mike, so it was sciatica. I had that too. You ever get the thing where it felt like there was something shoved in your foot?
My whole right side. I had an issue with my whole right side and the sciatica. I mean, it got to the point where I was literally thinking that I was going to become wheelchair bound.
Wow.
I suffered with it for a very long time. I've tried lots of things to solve this. Massage therapy, other chiropractors doing different things, not what he does. But, yeah, I've tried a lot of things for a long time.
How has your life changed now?
Oh, totally life-changing. I now can move. I was before, with the sciatica especially, I was afraid to just twist or turn. Sitting down, I had to be careful. Standing up, I had to be careful. I couldn't hardly get on my knees. I've got grandkids now, and it was really starting to bug me that, you know, I couldn't be as active as I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now it's like you said, the day after was just amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to describe it.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Welcome back with Dr. Lee Yardley. It's Todd Herman. Dr. Yardley, did I read somewhere that there's some new theory that genes are the cause of all of our disease and that we're just passive, unable to do anything about that?
It wouldn't surprise me, and that's certainly what we've been led to believe. I mean, there isn't a week that goes by that you don't hear about some research that's been done for a gene that causes this cancer or a gene that causes that cancer, or you hear about some lady that gets both breasts removed because she's got the gene for breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's really some confusion on this. Because the way the disease care approach is working, they consider disease either a genetic problem or a regulatory problem. And the tools that they use to solve this is drugs, surgery, and radiation. Now, if you look at it over the last 10 years, there's been just more and more of this genetic stuff going on, or genetic research, so to speak. Here's some interesting facts. First of all, the gene structure that we have in a cell that's in our brain is exactly the same gene structure that we have in a skin cell, and it's exactly the same gene structure as we have in a bone. And so what's interesting here is, what is the difference between those three cells? Well, the cells are very, very different. The gene structures are the same. What makes them different? It is the expression of the genes. And the expression of the genes is controlled by the actual outer surface of the cell, you see. So gene expression is what we have to take a look at if we want to really try and solve these problems. In fact, the what's called the genome, the actual genetic structure of the human being, has been the same for thousands and thousands of years, and it has not changed to this day. Yet, if you take a look at 1950 on, these chronic illnesses that we've got have just grown exponentially.
So wait a minute, the genes haven't changed in that time period.
Right, they have not.
But the chronic disease has grown.
Exactly.
All right, so that doesn't, it's not at all coming from the genes. And I'm not a doctor, I can see that.
Exactly, exactly. Okay. All right. That is totally correct.
So what's causing it?
Okay, so it's the expression of the genes that's the problem. And the expression of the genes is controlled by the internal and external environments. So the internal environment that we've got can be controlled by thoughts. Thoughts can have a big thing to do with that. The food that we eat, the brain-body connection that we deal with at the Yardley Institute, this has a tremendous impact in terms of internal environment relative to these cells. External environment, our exercise, how we deal with stress, what kind of stress we're under. All of this begins to feed into the external environment, and this is what determines the expression of genes. It's not the presence or absence of genes, it's the actual expression of the genes that we really have to worry about.
Now, you're not saying that there are diseases, that there are diseases that we can't control, right? That,
there are, like mongoloidism, okay. You know, it's a gene 21, you know, there's an extra gene in there, and that creates, Down syndrome. Mm-hmm. There are genetically related diseases, but to look at genes as being the underlying cause of many of these chronic illnesses, I think it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and particularly since you described the change, you know, since the 1950s, this increase in these chronic diseases. I mean, that has to be this combination of external and internal and the changes of our lifestyle, right?
Exactly.
It's got to feed into that.
That's right. And we take a look at what's changed since the 50s. You know, the quality of our food supply, what we're actually consuming. You know, our level of activity, you know, in terms of being fit and doing things. There's just been a real change in our societal direction since the 50s, and we have to take a serious look at that if we're going to change the epigenetics of the cells and therefore the expression of the genes.
You said a word I need to understand, epigenetics.
Epigenetics is the science of the expression of genes. So gene study is looking at the presence of genes and trying to link, you know, what they do. Epigenetics is what actually controls the expression of those genes, and it's a whole separate science in of itself.
Okay, so this is the stuff I could sit and listen to all day because I want to understand how the body works. Because for me, I mean, I'm a testament in through changing behaviors, right? And part of that's as a patient at the Yardley Institute, and
right.
That was a changed behavior for me, and that brought about changes in how I feel, but also what I consume. And what's so interesting about changing what you consume is I think it changes what you do.
Mm-hmm.
I think changing what you consume and put in your body changes your energy level so that you're able to go out and be more active and maybe more like my grandpa. My grandpa was 85 years old when he was still climbing up on his roof and going up and, you know, taking it apart. Right? He was of that age, right? Of that
exactly.
Generation.
Yes.
So, I mean, that was my grandpa's experience, you know, and he was at that advanced age, but he worked his whole life. And you see a range of people in the practice, though. You see people who are very sedentary, and you see people, I know, because I see them in the welcome area, who are very, very active in their life. But the practice applies to people in different ways, and how is that?
It does, because people, you know, there's certain things I never tell people to do. I never tell people to lose weight. They know they need to. They'll make that choice when they're ready for it. I never tell a person to stop smoking. They know that's not good for them. They're going to make that decision when they get to it, you see. So our job at the Institute is to take people where they're at and try and move them in a direction of becoming healthier. And they make those choices. And one of the beauties and wonderful things about my practice is about 35 to 40% of the people I see in any given week aren't there because they have a problem. They're there on a maintenance basis or a wellness basis. I see them a few times each year, make sure they're doing good. Many of them are not only feeling good, but they're holding for years and years and years.
Yeah, you know, you're one of the few business people I know, Dr. Yardley, who makes it your goal to see the customers left less often because you want the cure to occur. You want their body to regain the ability to heal itself, as you know, with the brain-body connection. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Rick's a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and he'd been dealing with leg and low back pain and sciatica for 10 years. So, Rick, what happened after you started care with Dr. Yardley?
After about 3 weeks, my pain started decreasing, and then probably at the end of 2 months, I was doing fine. The whole nerve pain in my left leg's gone. The needle-like sensation that I had in my calf for 10 years is gone, and I'm back to working my regular job and my business, and then doing fun things, scuba diving and other things.
Nice. So you didn't have to cancel that vacation.
Yeah, the vacation was a scuba diving trip down in Santa Barbara. And all I was thinking about was I wasn't going to be able to do that because my back pain and the leg pain had gotten incrementally worse.
Okay, but you found Dr. Yardley. You're no longer in pain. So how was the vacation?
Well, it was fantastic. I got to dive some places. It's like a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Awesome. I take it you'd recommend Dr. Yardley.
Oh, absolutely. It totally fixed my life.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Welcome back. Vertigo. Dr. Yardley, you have a very personal story about this. Why don't you share it with us?
I do. And this was back in around 89, and at that time I was on vacation, and I was I decided to learn to windsurf. Never done that before.
Okay.
And any rate, I received I learned under what I probably, looking at it after the fact, was probably not a very good teacher.
I hope he doesn't. But, where was this?
This was down in the Caribbean, actually.
Okay, good. And he didn't hear it, so.
Yeah, and he was Australian. Yeah. So, but I don't hold that against him. But anyway, so the thing about learning windsurfing for me at that particular time was I spent a lot of time getting up and falling off the board and getting up and falling off the board.
Sure.
And if I was anything, it was persistent. Because I spent 8 hours one day getting up and falling off the board.
89, how old were you at the time? What, 20?
Oh, yeah, right. That's correct. Maybe 12. But anyhow, I hit literally everything in the bay. I mean, I literally hit everything. One time, I almost ran over a guy who was snorkeling.
Oh, really?
I remember the look of horror on his wife's face.
I would guess, yes.
And I realized the only way out was to drop off the board, which I got very good at. And you spend all day going down to one end of the beach, dragging the board up the other, and then heading on out again.
Okay.
So that was the last day of my vacation, and the next day I flew back to Seattle. And at that time, I was an avid student of a martial art known as Aikido.
Okay, no Aikido.
So, Sunday, the next day, I went on the mat for my first class, and something happened that had never happened before. I was unable to complete the class.
Why?
I started feeling nauseous, I started feeling dizzy, and I literally had to leave the class early. Now, the next day was my first day back in the office, and at that time, I had a staff of 5 doctors. We had a staff of 15.
You were just in general chiropractic at that point, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And but there was still a significant portion of the practice that didn't see the other doctors and were waiting for me to come back.
Okay.
So I faced a very busy Monday.
Right.
So I went home, I went to bed, prepared for the next day.
Figuring it's just what? Something like Montezuma's Revenge,
yeah,
something from the Caribbean.
Exactly. Okay. Something that was passing.
Got it.
So the next day I'm taking care of people, and it was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And suddenly I got hit with this nauseousness and this vertigo and this dizziness. And the only thing I could do is go in and lay down on the floor in my office, wait for it to pass 15, 20 minutes, get up, start taking care of people. I was good for another 10 to 15 minutes. Then I was back laying down again. So I limped through the afternoon, went home, went to bed, came back into the office Tuesday. And on Tuesday, it didn't start at 3 p.m. It started at 2 p.m.
Oof.
And through the week, my ability to function got less and less and less. So I placed the senior doctor in charge of the office. The next most senior doctor, I placed myself as a patient, said, I want you to re-examine, re-x-ray me. I'm your patient. I do what you say. Well, 2 to 3 weeks into this, and I'm not doing very well at all. I'm going from bad to worse. Now I'm spending virtually all of my time flat on my back. If I got up, I was good for maybe 20, 25 minutes up, and then I'd have to lay back down again.
How did you – I mean, this sounds, you know, debilitating. This sounds like the end of your career.
Well, it certainly didn't look good.
How are you going to – how'd you solve it?
Well, I had a colleague of mine in California. And he called me up and he said, it's the upper neck. It's the brain-body connection. You need to get someone that does that work and uses a very specific approach to it. And so I'd heard of a doctor up in Canada that did this work. In fact, his name is Dr. Birdie.
Okay.
And so I called up to make an appointment with him, and they made me wait 3 weeks to get in and see this guy.
You had 3 weeks of vertigo before you got to see him?
Actually, it was 6 to 7 weeks.
How did you even get up to him? Did you take the train? Did somebody drive you up?
Someone drove me.
Amazing.
I had to have someone drive me. And so I was driven up. And he explained what he thought the problem was. It was a Friday.
Okay.
I had an appointment to come back Monday to receive my first
treatment.
Correction.
Mm-hmm.
And he did this kind of funny stuff on the side of my neck. In fact, I swore he did nothing. And so anyhow, he seemed to be confident. And the bottom line for me was, well, when can I go back and start taking care of patients again?
Sure.
And he said the following Monday, you can go back half time. And then the Monday after that, you can go back full time.
Now, you have got to be. I'm sorry. I mean, if you're in regular chiropractic and you're used to manipulation and that kind of stuff, and this guy is just lightly tapped, you've got to be a little bit incredulous.
Of course. But the proof of the pudding is in the eating.
So tell me about
the
eating.
I'll give it a week.
Okay.
And see what happens.
Fair enough.
Didn't believe the guy, but what else was I going to do?
Yeah, you're stuck.
Exactly. So interestingly, a week later, I was back in practice half time. A week after that, I was back in practice full time. And at that point in time, I looked seriously at what we did and made the decision that we needed to offer this kind of care at a high level of technical excellence mm-hmm. here in the Seattle area.
And you have done that now for, well, 20 years.
Actually, 25, close to 25 years now, a quarter of a century.
Have you treated other people with vertigo since?
Oh, many, many. In fact, I mean, the list is a mile long.
Is it really?
Absolutely. And while I don't treat vertigo directly or specifically.
Because you don't do cure directly.
No, but we correct the brain-body connection. And it's amazing the changes because the whole sense of balance is interpreted in that upper cervical brainstem area. And once it has a ripple effect when there's a mechanical compromise. Once we correct that, then a lot of the messaging starts getting corrected and a person's sense of balance begins to start normalizing.
Wow. That's an amazing thing because vertigo is so debilitating if somebody has it.
It strikes terror in your heart. I can speak personally for that.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Welcome back. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is in the house with me. Dr. Yardley, in just a couple of seconds here, we're going to talk with one of your other patients, Pam. How about you give us a little background about her?
Yeah, well, Pam wasn't even sure why she came to see us. And when we sat down and talked with Pam, we found out there were a number of things going on, none of which she would ever come to have seen us for. The fact that her kidney measurements were starting to go down. She had eczema, problems with the right knee, AFib at times, not very often. But you know what was really interesting is she had a series of 5 bumps on her head, and she'd had one of them removed surgically. So anyway, she was in to find out what we were about, and I'd probably let her take it from there.
All right. Well, let's get her on the show. Hi, Pam.
Hi, thanks.
Man, sounds like you had a lot going on.
Well, yeah, but as he said, I wasn't really sure. I just kind of came in for a quality of life, and I thought, well, you know what? Maybe I'd just come check it out. Listened to your radio programs for over a year, and I thought, okay, maybe it's my turn.
So in your mind, did you think all these things were kind of related, or what exactly was your mindset when you went in to see Dr. Yardley?
Oh, I didn't think there was any continuity to them whatsoever. They were all so different. And I didn't even think, except the kidney things were probably my primary concern. But I didn't think anything was related at all, to my surprise.
Now, tell me about these bumps on your head. You had surgery on your head.
Well, I did. They were like, I laughed and called them my horns on my head, and there were about 5 of them. And I did have one removed surgically, and then all of a sudden, a month later, I just went, because they ask you a month into it, you know, well, how's everything? And then I realized, oh, those bumps are gone. So everything kind of started falling into place, and it really surprised me.
Okay, Dr. Yardley, I want to pause here for a second. You got all these conditions. You got eczema, AFib, you got kidneys, you got bumps in the head. They don't seem to be related. Explain to all of us how these things are, in fact, related.
Well, it's all about the difference between disease care and health care. Disease care is to take each one of these things, examine it, test it, measure it, and give it a name. Mm-hmm. And then develop a strategy to try and get rid of it. Disease care paradigm. We, on the other hand, function in a healthcare paradigm. We don't ask any of those questions at all. We simply ask one question. Why is this body not healing? What is stopping it from happening? And then we deal with the brain-body connection and correcting and empowering that body's ability to heal itself. And then it's real simple. We sit back and see what happens.
And Pamela, I want to take a second to talk a little bit about what it's like to be treated by Dr. Yardley. You know, we talk to a lot of people here in the show, and they often say that the first time that he treats them, it's almost as if he barely touches them. It's like very little has happened. What was it like for you? Was it gentle? Was it like that?
Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear.
Absolutely.
Well, Lee, why don't you explain to us, tell us a little bit about micro-adjustments and why they're so subtle.
Some of the most powerful things in the world are subtle. And but people mistakenly think that this is like voodoo or something like that. And it's actually based more on physics and mechanics than probably anything else you'll get done from a health standpoint. The forces are incredibly light, incredibly gentle, but at the same time very powerful, leading to profound changes in the body.
Okay, Pam, so you've started care. How long did it take before you started to notice some differences in your body?
It was about 3 weeks, maybe a month, and then that's when I realized, wow, the things in my head are gone. And so, you know, just little things. When they ask you things that are wrong, you have to tell them every silly little unrelated thing you could possibly think of, because all of us, those things are gone.
So, Pam, I want to go down a list here of your various maladies and see how you've ended up after your treatment with Dr. Yardley. Let's start first with the eczema. How'd that go?
Oh, gosh. Now, it's been about 6 months, and it's probably about 95% gone.
Gotta love that. That's a good result, huh?
That was after 2 years of going to dermatologists and using every prescription, everything, and I'm really happy with that.
Scores on your kidneys. Okay, did you have some improvement in that area?
Absolutely. When I went back in, they said, you're good to go. Come back in 6 months. So we'll see. So that was my biggest worry and really the reason that I went.
Let's talk about the bumps on your head. You were worried that you would have to go back to surgery. Did you, in fact, have to go back to surgery?
Nope, they're totally gone.
Wow. So it sounds like the treatments that Dr. Yardley did, the micro-adjustments, did in fact restore the brain and body connection. They're talking to each other more effectively.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's amazing to me. I don't know, other than what he says, it's hard to explain to people, but all I can tell you is it works.
So, Pam, what would you tell other people who might have the kind of conditions you had, bumps in the head, eczema, kidneys? What would you tell them about Dr. Yardley?
I'd tell them go and at least check it out. It's worth it.
Excellent. Well, Pam, I'm delighted that you are having such a great experience with Dr. Yardley. Thanks for coming on with us here.
Thanks, you too.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
It's Todd Herman here with Cheryl. Cheryl, what led you to see Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and tell me what your condition was.
Well, there are several conditions, mostly from years of panic attacks, sleep problems, neck and shoulder pain, back pain.
How about now, aftercare with Dr. Yardley? Are you sleeping better?
Yes, much better. I could sleep through the night, where before I would get up 4 and 5 times.
How about the memory and brain fog you talked about? How long before that went away?
I started to notice it within a couple of days. Just noticing that I was able to stay on track easier with work. I'm a realtor. You have to remember a lot of things.
Tell me this, Cheryl. As a product of this relief that you've gotten from all of this pain, how's your life changed?
I have outlook now. Amazing outlook. I want to ride the Seattle to Portland. I really didn't think I could do that just a few months ago. I didn't think that it was going to be in my future. And I see a lot more things in my future now physically that I was starting to lose hope.
Listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
He Here we are. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., is with me. Dr. Yardley, my wife has a certain sensitivity to some perfumes. They're very, you know, it's a chemical sensitivity where it's just overwhelming to her, particularly if somebody uses a little bit too much. I know that's a relatively common thing in today's society, sensitivity to chemicals. Talk to me about how what you do can have an impact on that, because when I first heard that, I thought, well, I was a little skeptical, because come on, the brain-body connection, how does that line up with sensitivity to a given chemical or odor?
Well, I think everyone has a certain level of sensitivity to chemicals and to our environment.
Sure.
The problem is not that sensitivity. Our problem is how our body responds to it. And let me give you an example.
Okay.
Like, for instance, now, some people have a heightened sensitivity to a thing called ragweed pollen.
Right.
And so, you know, when they get exposed to it, they start having a runny nose, runny eyes, they get this irritation, and life is quite miserable for them.
Yeah, big run on the histamines there going through their body.
Well, yeah, and so what they would say is that I'm sensitive to ragweed pollen. But the thing is, the person next to them is experiencing the same ragweed pollen, and it's not causing that in them. So it's how the body responds to it. And the way the body responds is it produces a chemical called histamine, as you pointed out.
Right.
You see, and if it produces too much of that histamine, in other words, it's an aberrant, abnormal response.
If you overreact, sure.
Then you get the runny nose and the eyes and everything else. So everyone's producing the histamine.
Right.
It's just some people are producing too much of it.
Okay.
Why? Why is that happening to them and it's not happening to others?
Wait a minute. You're not going to come here and tell me that if the Yardley Institute, you can make people throw away their Claritin, you can cure allergies.
Well, first of all, we don't cure allergies. We do have people that throw away the Claritin. and that's okay.
But when you say you don't cure, then what is it you do?
Well, you have to normalize the body's chemical response. You see, the body is responding aberrantly. Why is it responding aberrantly? One of the possibilities is a compromised brain-body connection. And so if you correct that, now the body starts responding normally. And if that's the thing that's causing it, for those people, they now function normally.
When we talk about the brain-body connection, aren't you talking about the bones and stuff? I mean, or are you talking about something else?
We are talking about the relationship between the head and how it sits on the neck and how that impacts the neurology of what's going on and how that neurology impacts body chemistry.
So you're talking about nerves.
Yes.
You're
nerves
talking about
chemical responses.
I see.
Like, you know, one of the most tragic conditions that we see are people that have chemical sensitivities. And it really affects their lives. It affects the buildings they can go into, the buildings that they can live in. I mean, there are people that have to, you know, control the carpet that they buy, the paint that they put on the wall, because their body is so extremely sensitive. And over the years, I've seen a large number of people coming in with a chemical sensitivity. The amazing thing is many of them, once they get the brain-body connection, they start responding more naturally. A lot of these issues reduce 80-90%. In fact, I had a case that came to me, this is probably about 5 or 6 years ago, and she is actually the daughter of a massage therapist, probably one of the foremost massage therapists in the state of Washington.
Okay, the daughter of a massage therapist.
Yeah, yeah. And so she'd been referred to me by her mother.
Okay.
And she had a lot of difficulty when she first came in, just living, dealing with things. And we found a compromised brain-body connection.
Are you saying that she had this chemical sensitivity?
Yes.
Now, when you say difficulty, let me just take a moment with that.
Sure.
This is chemical sensitivity is not something that the average person experiences. And it's, you would agree, certainly, that the average person sometimes is not as sympathetic to somebody who's suffering from this kind of thing. It's because you can't see it.
No, you can't.
It's how somebody experiences their environment, and that's a really hard thing to explain to someone.
Not only explain, but it's really hard for their family members to appreciate how difficult that is for them and what they're actually going through.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, when we have these cases, we try and get the spouse in so that we can go over what we're finding and they can develop an understanding of why their significant other is living the way that they are, and then the price they have to pay for it.
Okay, I interrupted your story. She came to you at the Yardley Institute. You did your procedure.
Yeah, and we found a compromised brain-body connection. And so we corrected that, and we were taking care of her, and it was quite amazing to me a few months later when I had the opportunity to sit down with her and have her go through and rate the changes and improvements, that she reported an 80% improvement in her response to chemical sensitivity.
That's amazing. What what would cause that? I mean, it's not the bones. It's that area. What you've talked about this before.
Yes.
The bundle of nerves. What at the base of your skull?
Yes, the connection between the brain and the body. There is a relationship between how the head sits on the neck, and if that gets compromised, even by a few millimeters, then that starts creating short circuits. So certain areas of the body begin to respond aberrantly. And one of the things, a lot of people don't realize, histamine is produced by the tissues in the sinuses and throughout the body, not actually necessarily within the brain, but it's controlled by the brain. And so if you've got a compromised brain-body connection, you start producing too much histamine. And guess what you do? You take an antihistamine.
That's right.
To neutralize it.
That's
and
right.
Guess what the body does with that? It says, well, now we don't have enough histamine. Let's produce even more. So you start creating problems with that.
You're amazing. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. I'm here with a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Craig is from Olympia. You started going through the treatment. What's it meant for your overall quality of life?
It's much different. I mean, I can get up in the morning and bend over and put my socks on.
Yeah.
which doesn't seem like a big deal until you can do it again all of a sudden, you know?
Right.
Overall, it's just my whole frame of mind even is better because I'm not dealing with this constant pain anymore. From the headaches to the shoulder blades to the hips, it's just all so much better. So much more active. I am in the gym 3 times a week. Man. And so.
So as a former cop, you think you could still take down a perp?
Yeah. Show me one.
I bet you could. So what do you tell people who hear this, they sit on the fence, right? Craig, they've tried the ibuprofen. They've tried masking the pain. They've tried these other treatments.
Well, I've tried acupuncture. I've tried massages. I've tried a number of different things. And I would say don't be like me and sit out there and hesitate and wait and wait. Just go get it done.
I couldn't agree more.
More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
And we're back. Thank you for sharing part of your day with us. We're honored that you've chosen to spend a little time with us. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here. Dr. Yardley, in just a moment, we're going to talk to one of your patients, Amy. But before we bring her on here, I'd like you to give us a little background. Tell us what you can about her situation.
Well, Amy has 6 children.
Okay, so that must keep her busy.
Yes, I mean, that's 3 jobs. And, and she just loves to, live life with them. But she came to us because she was being very restricted. And she was dealing with low back issues, and she'll tell you more about that. I can tell you that it was diagnosed as having what's called torn annular ligaments and herniations, which is just like, that's like just a bum deal in your low back. It's really like a herniated disc and, shots and surgery about what's available to you at that point.
All right. Fair enough. Let's bring her in here. Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm great.
Let's talk about how you ended up in Dr. Yardley's office. 6 kids, huh? You've been busy.
I'm a little busy. About 10 years ago, I herniated 2 discs and tore the annular ligament and, it just kept getting worse until I had an MRI and they said I had disc degeneration as well. And I pretty much was in constant pain all the time and I could exercise, but then I couldn't go home and clean my house. Or if I cleaned my house, I couldn't exercise and it just progressively got worse until my dad actually heard this show and said, hey, you have to go see Dr. Yardley.
Was it to the point where you couldn't pick up your babies anymore and stuff like that?
It was much harder. By the time it got to this point, my youngest was about 3, so luckily she didn't need as much help, but it got really hard, and there were times where my older kids were doing a lot of the housework, or they were helping me change diapers because I couldn't kneel down, I couldn't bend over, even brushing my teeth was painful. It got really awful.
What was the emotional impact of that? How did that feel? Because you're not an older person. I mean, you've got your whole life ahead of you. That must have been just terrible for you.
It was, because I've always been the kind of person who, I don't sit still. I'm always doing stuff, and I like to accomplish things. And, you know, with a house with six kids in it, there's always a lot to do. And I took great pride in being an active mom, and it was devastating, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've had my share of back problems. In fact, that's what we've worked on with Dr. Yardley. And even though he's sitting across me right now, let's be honest with each other for a second. It was quite some time before I actually got in to see Dr. Yardley. How about you? Did you wait around a while before you finally made time to go into the Yardley Institute?
I did, and it took probably 4 or 5 months of my dad bugging me to say, fine, I will go and I'll make an appointment. Just leave me alone about it. I'll do it.
So, Dr. Yardley, that's a pretty common thing. You and I have talked about this before.
We have.
Because I've had the experience of talking to several doctors about my back and getting a variety of opinions, and I actually came pretty close to having a procedure done on my back. But your way, your approach is different.
It is. And for both you and Amy, it was like, I'm working on the wrong end. I mean, it's the other end that hurts.
Right. So, Amy, you found out that you were a candidate for care. What was it like for you the first time Dr. Yardley made one of the micro adjustments?
It was actually really a neat experience, because a lot of my pain was on the right side of my body. And after he adjusted me, and people look at me like I'm insane when I say this, but it was also like almost like I could feel a flow that was opened up. I don't even know how to describe it other than that, like an energy flow where the whole right side of my body was kind of cool and tingly. Like, okay, it didn't feel like he did anything, but obviously something's happening, and I don't know, it was pretty neat.
Oh, so that was like the very first time you did anything?
Yep, very first time.
Wow. And do I understand that prior to this, you were actually getting injections to deal with the pain?
Yep, I had had my limit of 3 cortisone injections for the year, which, you know, lasted about 2 weeks, and then was as if I had nothing. So to have something happen on my first visit was really, really made me happy.
And so, Amy, let's get the update. You've been going to Dr. Yardley for a while now. Have you been able to exercise? Have you been able to live your life with those 6 kids?
It is literally like night and day. It has changed my life completely. We have a pretty significant ridge here in Ellensburg where I live, and I hike it 3 times a week. Sometimes more. So I'm hiking 15 to 20 miles a week, and I come home and I make dinner and I clean my house, and I am able to sleep at night, which was another huge thing. I would usually wake up 4 or 5 times a night to move because I hurt so much, and I sleep straight now.
That's very cool.
My husband will tell anybody this changed her life, and it's real.
What about those lovely cortisone shots? Gotten any more shots?
Oh, no. I haven't seen anyone else at all for my back.
That is fantastic, Amy. You know, hearing your story, it sounds to me like this restoration of your health, how your life has improved, this is something that you are committed to for the rest of your days.
Oh, I'm vigilant about paying attention to my body, because the pain is so awful, I never want to experience it again.
Well, Amy, we're just delighted that you're getting such great results. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Amy travels from Ellensburg.
More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley next on Cairo Radio.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Tune in next Sunday for Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.